the truth about grammar. Sometimes people will ask me, AJ, why are you against grammar? I think it's important to clarify that I most definitely am not against grammar. I just think people need to learn it intuitively. As a teacher, I need to teach it indirectly. What does intuitive grammar mean exactly? Intuitive mastery of spoken grammar is based on a feeling for correctness. This is the method that native speakers use to learn and master English grammar. By avoiding grammar study, learning phrases, and using other natural methods, the native speaker learns to identify what sounds right. You do the same with your own language. As you speak, you do not think about verb tenses or other grammar. If you hear another person make a mistake, you know it's a mistake because it sounds wrong. Intuitive grammar mastery is the only kind of grammar learning that works for fast English conversations. Your intuition is fast. Your conscious, analytical mind is not. You must learn to trust the natural process and let your grammar improve automatically. My students usually fall into two categories: those who are excited about Rule 2 and those who are skeptical. I usually tell the second group to take a leap of faith. Be a scientist. You've spent many years trying to learn English the traditional way, and look at the result. So try a little experiment. For the next 6 months, dedicate yourself completely to the effortless English method. Use the psychology system. Use all of the 7 rules. Give all of your effort for just 6 months. Then check the result. Did your English speaking improve? Compare the results you got from 6 months of effortless English to the results you got with the old school methods. If the effortless English results are better, and for most people they are, then continue using effortless English. If you still feel that grammar translation is better for you, you can always return to the method.